Immigrant advocate and American Friends Service Committee volunteer Sandra Vélez came to the State House to lobby for the Dreamers bill.
I'm in favor of the proposal SF80, which will allow many immigrants from different nations to achieve their goals of obtaining an education.
The immigrants argue that the young people have lived their lives as Iowans. Iowa public schools paid for their education. Now it's time for college, and they need in-state tuition to make ends meet. But while there's a bill to mandate that, at least some Dreamers are already paying in-state tuition at the Regents schools. One Dreamer we'll call Maria, from a small town in northeast Iowa, pays in-state tuition at the University of Northern Iowa. Even so, she's working two jobs to get by.
And I cannot imagine having to pay out-of-state tuition. That's just way too much. My grades would definitely suffer if I were to do that.
But Maria took a circuitous route to get that lower tuition rate. She first applied at the University of Iowa.
But at the time, I wasn't really informed, and I was kind of scared of lying on any kind of application.
Though she's lived in Iowa nearly her entire life, she balked at calling herself a resident. She applied as an international student instead, and that meant out-of-state tuition. So she switched to UNI, called herself a resident on the application, and has been thriving there, paying in-state tuition ever since. Terry Hogan is vice president for student affairs at UNI.
I would say generally that if a student were to apply and indicate that they were a resident of Iowa, that they showed a transcript that they graduated from an Iowa high school, they would be viewed as resident for purposes of determining tuition rates.
That worked for Maria, since she lived in the same small Iowa town for years and graduated from an Iowa high school. Maria says she left blank the part of the UNI application that asked her about citizenship. Vice President Hogan says if an applicant provides sufficient information on an application for us to determine residency for admission and tuition purposes per the Iowa code, we do so. Officials at Iowa State University describe a different procedure, but the results appear to be similar. Registrar Laura Doring says if there's anything on a student's application that puts residency into question, they're asked to clarify, and that's where students self-identify as Dreamers.
Undocumented students who are graduates of Iowa high schools, and again, who meet what are our admissions requirements, would be assigned what we would call non-resident status. However, they can appeal to my office, the Office of the Registrar, to be assessed a resident tuition rate.
And in general, are those appeals granted?
Yes, they are.
Doring says as part of the appeal, Dreamers are asked for more documents, including proof of their parents' employment. She says that's the same clarification they ask for from any student whose residency is in question. Officials at the University of Iowa say their policy is essentially the same. They say if Maria had asked for direction, she would have been advised to apply as a resident Iowan. So she may have ended up attending the University of Iowa with in-state tuition after all. Back at the State House, one Republican Senator, David Johnson from Ochiden, questions whether a new law is needed.
And this is an issue that I think we ought to resolve. But what we're being asked to do here in the General Assembly is to put into state code what is being practiced at the public universities already, from my understanding.
But Maria, back at UNI, knows of other Dreamers who've avoided seeking in-state tuition out of ignorance or fear, and backers of the bill say that's enough reason to pass it. Coralville Democrat Bob Dvorsky is managing the bill.
I think it's important that we have, as the state's policy should be there, so there's any question, it's already, you know, it's the law of the state, so...
Democratic sponsors admit the time might not yet be right to get the bill through the legislature. Even if it makes it through the Senate, Republican House Speaker Craig Paulson predicts the bill won't see debate in the House.
I think immigration reform is a federal issue, and I think the federal government needs to figure it out. I don't think that there's enough interest or support in the House right now.
But the bill remains a priority for immigrant advocates, including some mainline churches like the Methodists and Catholics. Naomi Sayo-Witstruck lobbies for the Iowa Conference of the United Methodist Church.
So 13 other states in the country have passed tuition equity bills that parallel this document as well.
But the advocates acknowledge that even with in-state tuition, the barriers are still high. Those like Maria, who are attending college in Iowa, are doing so without federal financial aid. That's still not available to Dreamers, even those who've recently gained temporary Social Security cards and work permits through an Obama administration executive order. The Dreamers are looking to Congress for more permanent help. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.